Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You know exactly where you're at. If you don't, it'd be kind of weird by now. Well, you should. You're at the podcast of a lifetime in your lifetime with your boy One Time. And it's a little bit different this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Me and my boy Jimmy, we hit the Bills game. Jimmy, round of applause. We hit the Bills game Monday. Monday Night Football, Bills-Patriots. It was a great game. I actually got the opening clip of us walking in. It's a little windy, you know, but you know, you win some, you lose some. Great game, but here's the opening clip of us entering. What is it? New Era. Highmark Stadium. Excuse me. This is me and Jimmy entering Highmark Stadium. Holla at your boy.
There you go.
What's up, everybody? It's windy. Look where we're at. Jimmy's first big game. Jimmy, say what's good.
How we doing?
We're in the building, baby. We're ready for the chill.
Yeah, it was a little windy. Did the best we could do. But yeah, you know, it was Jimmy's first Bills game. And, you know, it's just, you know, I took his little billiards virginity. Yeah, I took your little billiards virginity.
Oh, why did you have to say it like that?
And, you know, it was a great game. You know, before I say anything else, you know, it was a great game. Tough loss.
Tough loss.
Definitely a tough loss. You know, freezing cold, you know, we're shivering out there, getting blasted, you know. We're trying to walk. We're literally getting blasted by the wind.
Bro, it was difficult to walk up there, man.
It really was. Absolutely. So not even to mention the mud, you know, we had to get through. The mud we had to maneuver.
Bro, my boots are fucked.
Whatever, we'll get to it. We got the Bills game. They had the COVID little protocol of the Coves going on. They had like two, like you had, there was the COVID, you got through the COVID, and then you like went and did your ticket thing. It's pretty smooth. You know, I didn't do anything crazy. You know, they weren't sticking their fingers in my mouth or anything like that. But
no,
yeah.
No things up the nose either. So.
No, and that's why, even if I have COVID again, leave me the fuck alone, because I'm not putting a fucking rod up my fucking nose to reach the back of my brain. What are we doing? How does this tell if we have, what are we doing? Can we figure out another method to the COVID protocol? I don't know. That was a nightmare when I got that COVID.
That was terrible.
So yeah, so we're in the game, and you know, we were up in the bleeds, ladies and gentlemen, but they weren't like bleeding. They were actually pretty good seats, were they not, Jim?
I thought they were pretty good seats.
They're actually
honestly
pretty good seats. Maybe I can throw a little picture. Yeah, there's a little picture of us. You know, that's where our original seats were. But me and Jimmy, we are, you know, we're Avengers. We wanted the best of the best, and, you know, we weren't going to settle for anything less than that. So we found some seats, you know, almost right in the middle of the field goal. It was, like, parallel to the field goal, right behind the end zone. Great seats. We were standing up. We were mobile.
Fantastic seats.
Great seats. So we're standing there, right, and, you know, we're just shooting the shitter. And all of a sudden, we look up, and, you know, the Patriots, of course, Damian Harris has a, what was it, a 64-yard run up the middle. Not to the side, not to the left, not a trick play. A run up the middle for 64 yards, all right? So that's the intro to the game. You know, they had 6-0 on the board. And we're sitting in the seats stunned. And then these motherfuckers have the audacity to go for two.
They went for two and they got one more yard.
I didn't even. It was really windy. I get it. Fuck you guys.
Bro, we just beat him to the corner. Man.
That was ridiculous. Man. Whatever.
Talk him down.
Punched us, right? Punched us. 8-0, right? So then, I think we were in the same seats. I could be wrong. I think we were in the same seats, and the Bills come back down. And Gabriel Davis, he catches the slant. I think it's 6'8", right? And what happened? Did we go for two?
No, I think we went for a field goal and we missed it.
Oh, we missed the first field goal.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so that's 8-6, right? I do remember it being 8-6 for a while. Okay, so now back to, you know, the lifestyle. We're in the seats. It's 8-6, you know, back and forth, whatever. And, you know, lady comes up to us. She goes, oh, my God, where is your guys' tickets? I said, bitch, our tickets are way the fuck up there. She goes, well, you need to return to your seat. Okay. And so, you know, we go. So then we leave those seats. We go up.
Can I add something here?
Go ahead.
That would be a terrible fucking job. I would not want to have that job.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awful.
Just shit on people's
seats. Like, yo, sorry, you got to.
Get the fuck out of here. How's that? I would love it.
90% of them are probably drunk, too.
So oh, yeah. They don't want none of that.
Fuck that.
I was getting there myself. So then we go to our original seats, right? And we're there. It's cool. It's fine. But then halftime rolls around, right? And I may have forgot, like, the field goal situation, whatever. Halftime rolls around, and I'm like, Jimmy, fuck this. We're going right next to that fucking field, okay? Fuck that. I don't give a shit about whatever. They should know me. TikTok. So, you know, we go down there. Right next to the field, I'm talking about, I'm hanging over, I could have dapped him up, I could have done whatever I wanted to. Sitting right there, you know, and Jacoby Myers, you know, he thinks he's slick, he walks past me with zero fucking points. I started you in fantasy. Do something, please. You're on the field. So, you know, halftime rolls around, we're watching that, and we have a clip of, I think Patriots were almost... similar kind of backed up, you know, in our blind territory.
He's
I have
whack,
a clip
I
of that
you.
And Mac Jones.
He's whack as hell. Whack.
You know, I don't trust it. Whatever. So then,
he honestly might be an alien like Tom Brady is, to be honest with you.
He was really stiff.
He seems a little weird.
And not even to mention, you know, after the game.
And the way he talks kind of like changed, like when he came out of college to like now.
Yeah. I noticed that. What was I going to say?
He probably got used to the politicking of the speaking.
What the hell was I
going to
say? God damn it. Oh, yeah. So after the game, Jimmy, he comes up to me and he goes, you know, Mac Jones threw three passes the whole game. I said, what'd you say? Three passes the whole fucking game. How many yards? Was it 19? 19 or 16? I think 19. It was 19 yards, Mr. Mac. So, yep. Anyway. Okay, so now halftime. It's just after halftime. I showed you guys the clip. I think it's like, it's third quarter, about, you know, 10 minutes left. Whatever. Dude comes up to us. He goes, yo, listen, you guys are going to have to move. Because we were, like, standing in, like, the aisle right on the fucking field, right next to the field. We were just standing in the aisle. So we go, ah, okay. So we leave there, right? And we found, I think we left there, right? And was that, I think
that might have been.
I think, okay. So No.
No, we went back up to our seats again.
Yes, we went back up to our seats again. So, like I said, third quarter, 10 minutes left. We got kicked out of the court sides. We got booted back up to our seats. So, we're in our seats, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, Jimmy, I'm not happy with this. Okay? I'm not happy with this. I think we should try something else. And as I'm thinking about that, as I'm telling him, a lady comes up to us, and she goes, excuse me, you're in our seats. And I'm like, no, bitch, this is our seats. And she goes, no, this is the number. Look at the number on the back of the seat. And it happened to be number 12. It was like 12 and 13. So I was like, oh, we'll just move down to our seats. We were like 21, 22.
Yeah.
So, you know, we moved down to our seats. These whole fucking family is sitting in our seats. And we're like,
fuck it.
Fuck it, you know, whatever. Take the fucking bleeder. I don't care. Take the bleeds. You got them. I'm going to try to figure something else out. So now it's like third quarter, mid-third. You know, we're missing things in the game. I know we missed the fumble. I know we missed... did we miss... We missed something else, didn't we? Who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows?
We were missing things in the game
we were
just because we had
pitch.
To make maneuvers. But it was I was fine with it. So...
we didn't really miss a whole lot because they had fucking TVs everywhere.
Yeah. They did have TVs. Whatever. So then the unthinkable happens... the disaster begins to take place. And you guys know I'm very familiar with disasters. So me and Jimmy, we were on the top level. We're walking down and we're just walking. And all of a sudden, you know, I just get a rumble in my stomach. I'm like, oh, what what the fuck was that? There's just a rumble in my stomach. I'll be fine. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, it was just a little rumble. If anything, I'll just wait till after the game and, you know, just suck it up. Literally. So then, you know, we're walking and we're getting closer to the bathrooms. And I see them and I'm like, ah, fuck that. I would never shit in that fucking bathroom. You've lost your fucking mind if you think I'm going to squat and shit over a fucking Bills bathroom. No fucking way. So I'm walking, and all of a sudden, I get a second rumble, and I go, rrr, and I'm like, oh, let's look at the bathroom. Let me just look at it and see what it has to offer. I'm not shitting in there. I already made my mind up. So, you know, I'm like, Jimmy, you know, just stay here. I'm going to take care of some business here. So, you know, I get into the bathroom, and, you know, it wasn't packed. Like, when you first get into the stadium, there's got to be 20, 30 people in the bathroom. There had been like 4 or 5 people in there, but in and out. Like, it's, you know, Bill's bathroom. So I look at the last stall on the left. I walk all the way the fuck down. I get in the last stall on the left. I look in the stall, and there's fucking 3 beer cans placed on the fucking toilet. So I'm like, oh, welcome, you know? There's beer dumped all over. There's piss on the walls. There's piss everywhere. Fuck. You know? I catch a third wind. My stomach gives me another cue. And this is the final cue. There's no more. This is it. It's coming. It's coming cue. So honestly, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, I look at the fucking seat. I turn around. I close my eyes. Right? I pull my pants down, and I just push as hard as I can. Push, and whew, it wasn't like a solid thing going on. It was fucking, it was all liquids and this and that. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I'm like, whew. Shit, oh my God, that was such a relief. Holy fuck, oh my God, I thought I was going to die in there. So I stand up from squatting, and I turn around, and I miss the fucking toilet. I shit it all over the back of the fucking toilet. I shit it on the walls, the ground. I'm like, fuck, I gotta clean this up. I have manners. I grab the toilet paper. I'm smearing the shit on the walls. There's shit all over the walls. I'm smearing the shit on the. I'm like, oh, I gotta go. There's beer shitted. I fucking shit in the beer can. I'm like, I gotta go. This is terrible. I should be arrested for this. I should not be able to walk away free from this. I should be arrested. This is insane. So I get out. I take a deep breath. And I wash my hands. And there's always a Samaritan looking at you head to toe. You know? Because I'm sitting in the Bills bathroom. And I got my feet out. So people know I'm shitting. Right? And it was clear as day. So I get out of the bathroom. I go up to Jimmy. I said, Jim, listen, we need to leave now. He goes, what happened? What happened? I go, listen, I destroyed the bathroom. I shitted on the walls. It's all, there's shit everywhere, Jimmy. You don't understand. He goes, no, we're not going to leave. Let's just circle the stadium. I'm like, all right. So we circled the stadium, right? I'm trying to forget this, you know, this disaster is what it is. So, you know, we went back to our seats, right? And, you know, I'm settling back into society. You know, I'm settling back into reality. Sitting in the seats. And we weren't at our original seats. We were actually at, like, you know, we were in the middle of the goalpost, similar to the first seats we had, like, level to the goalpost, right behind the end zone, right below the scoreboard. The scoreboard was right above us. So, you know, we're watching, and I won't forget it. Mr. Josh Allen, I know there was a lot of, bad plays in the whole game, but I remember watching it. Fourth down, I think it was fourth and 10, fourth, I don't even know what it was, fourth and 10, whatever. Mr. Joshua drops back for a pass. He looks at Gabriel Davis, and he throws it absolutely way the fuck off. It was short, and, you know, I was devastated. I was devastated. But you can't win them all. It was a cold day. We tried throwing the football. It's not always going to work. You need to be able to run the football. You know, we made one of our running backs, you know, Mr. Brietta, He had a fumble. You know, I think we beat ourselves in that game, if you ask me. So, we leave the stadium, and, you know, it wasn't too tricky leaving. We didn't know where the fuck we parked at, but we figured it out. And we had a good parking spot, so we actually made it home, maybe an hour? Maybe an hour and a half. It wasn't bad at all.
An hour and a half,
I think. Maybe an hour and a half. So, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I actually, for anybody who's been wondering, my arms is getting back to where it was. You know, I think I'm at like maybe 90%, you know, with the arm. It's not 100% straight, but, you know, it's there. 90%, not 100%. I don't know if you can see it like that. Like, it's not 100% straight, but, you know, we're there. I think it's been like a month and a half almost, so. All right, so the last segment of this little potty bod, what I wanted to do was, in the Bills Mafia, a lot of people take it upon themselves to pregame. They will jump through tables, you know, as a form of celebration for the Bills. And what I wanted to do was rate a couple of these little table jumps, you know, rather. All right, so I think, what was the account with the table jumps? I want to make sure they're in there. So here, Full Send Buffalo, okay?
That's what it is.
Full Send Buffalo. You know, I think two of these are from the Patriots game, or, you know, the game Monday. And then one of them is just this season. So I'm going to go with this first clip. Buddy looks like the Undertaker, and we're going to look at it. Oh, my God! Oh, he just got chokeslammed. He's celebrating. Good for him. He just got chokeslammed. I like that one. You know, he's got the Undertaker, and he looks like the Undertaker, too. You know, it was a clean table break. It was right down the middle of the table. And Buddy got hyped up afterwards. I'm going to give the Undertaker, man, I'm going to give it a 9.4. That was a very good table break. And shout out to the Undertaker himself. All right, so I got another one here. It's really dark, but there's two men here. We're going to find out what happens.
Let's go!
Let's go! Yeah, he's got the mullet. Let's go. Wow, classic Bills fan. This was a two-in-one special, you know? He wasn't going by himself. He took his boy and he threw his boy. That was a good one. I like the double entendre. I like the doubles there. I'll give that a 9.5. You know, I don't think it beats the Undertaker, but that was a good one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is last but not least. Here we go. He's got the helmet on.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That was ridiculous. See, now I got to watch that again. That was...
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Okay. Shut up. So, man, this couldn't have been any worse than it was. You know, get the fuck off the van. First of all, you're too scared. He's timid. He's not committed to this. He's not sure if he wants to do this. And that's why he missed the fucking table. Just like I missed the toilet, he missed the fucking table. Lady, no. I don't like the lady either. I'm going to give that one 8.9. I think, you know, you should have hit the table, you know, in the middle. You missed it. Whatever. I'm not a professional. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness gracious. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys can't even imagine. You guys hitting me up and you're like, man, when's the next pod? You guys do this every week. You guys are, you know, you're on top of it. I can't blame you guys enough. You know, you guys are amazing. And I appreciate all the support. I appreciate the comments. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask me a question. Don't be afraid to hit me up. You know, if you have a question about the pod or this and that, don't be afraid.
You can put it in the comments, too.
Absolutely. And I'll say this. My buddy Jimmy here, he's been putting out some songs here and there, and he's been working his ass off. So, you know, I'm going to leave his music in the description, and you guys need to check it out, man. He's living his dream. He's trying his best. He just put out a new music video. Am I wrong?
You are not.
I'm not wrong. What song? Give us a song.
It's called Nobody Cares.
Nobody Cares. He's got the song out, music video, fresh music video. you know, I would advise you guys to check it out. It's in the link in the bio. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you guys so much. This was a Bills edition of the podcast of a lifetime. In your lifetime with your boy, me, Mr. Jabberanks. You already know, man. I can't, I just appreciate you guys. I really do. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of people say that, and it's so cliche, but you don't understand. Like, I've been doing this podcast for almost 2 years, you know, and the fact that people, you know, tune in each week and, you know, they ask me about it and they say they love it and stuff like that, you know, it really, because me and Jimmy, we put a lot of effort into this, you know. You know, we'll sit out here and it'll take almost a whole night, but we love it. You know, we love doing it, and, you know, I can't say it enough. I appreciate you guys. This is the Billiards edition of the podcast of a lifetime in your lifetime with your boy Jabberanks, man. Appreciate you. And you guys know where you're at. It's the podcast of a lifetime in your lifetime with your boy Jabberanks. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you next time.